Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too. Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too. You'll see that life is a ball again. Laughter is calling for you. Down at our rendezvous.
Down at our rendezvous.
Three's company too.
I live here.
I thought you were going out tonight.
I changed my mind. Aren't you going to introduce us?
Alex, this is Jack.
Hi, Alex.
You said you shared your place with a girl.
We do.
He's such a kidder. Actually, Jack is just visiting here from back home. He's my brother.
Of course. I should have noticed the resemblance.
You won't believe this, but a lot of people think we don't look alike at all.
Well, you know, I have an eye for these things.
Oh, you do?
Jack, could I see you out in the kitchen for just a moment?
Sure, sis. Oh, remind me to tell you about the time when we were kids and we were taking a bath together.
Look, go find your own friends to play with, okay?
I'm just teasing. It's a brother's right, isn't it? Hey, what is this brother business anyway?
Well, I don't think Alex is the type to believe a man and woman living together platonically.
Then let's try something he will believe.
Please, do me a favor. Go down to the Regal Beagle.
No, I got some studying to do. I'll go to my room.
You'll look through the keyhole.
That's a good idea. What'll I see?
Two people drinking coffee.
You gotta do better than that if you expect me to look through a keyhole.
Please go away.
Will you please calm down? I'll go down to the pub and I'll stay there for an hour.
No, stay out real late, okay?
Why, you little coffee drinker, you. Well, I gotta go.
Well, enjoy your stay in L.A.
Thanks. Say, you be nice to my little sister, you hear? Because we come from a very protective family, you know what I mean?
Adios.
I'm the smallest of Janet's six big brothers. And between us, we're 2 miles tall. Oh.
Oh, Stanley, look. Look at that.
So?
Doesn't it give you any ideas?
Yeah, somebody ought to call the cops on it.
Don't you have any romance in you?
Yeah, but those things should be done in private. Come on, Al, let's go home.
Oh, Stanley, give me a
Yeah, I gotta do the books tonight.
Oh, come on, Stanley. It's Friday night. Let's go home and have some fun.
My mind is not on fun.
Then think of it as work. I don't mind as long as it comes out the same.
Helen, I told you I gotta work on the books.
Oh, tonight it's the books. Last night you suddenly got interested in the plumbing catalog. The night before, you took out the garbage, piece by piece.
Well, those things have to be taken care of.
What's more important, the garbage or your wife?
Well,
Well, you are. You are. It's just that you're not as urgent.
You're impossible.
Ellen, why is it your mind is always on the same thing?
That's perfectly natural. When you're starving, you think of food. And when you're not...
All right.
Oh, hi, Mr. Roper, Mrs. Roper.
Oh, Jack, look who's here, Helen. Jack, what's up, Jack?
Well, the water in our toilet tank, actually.
Oh?
Yeah, it keeps filling up too high.
Well, that sounds very serious. I better look at it tonight.
Jack, please, can't it wait till tomorrow? Please?
Whatever's convenient. Hey, Jim. Listen, I would like a bottle of... Puy Fusée 67. Slightly chilled, but not frigid.
Sorry, Jack. I just sold the last half bottle of Puy Fusée 67.
Then I'll have a beer. 77. Hi.
Huh?
What's a nice girl like you doing in a nice place like this without a nice guy like me?
Waiting patiently.
Oh, yeah? My name's Jack.
I'm Veronica.
So, tell me, Veronica, would you like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, or would you rather be a mule?
I love multiple choice questions.
Oh, you do? Well, I have another one.
Jack, I have got to talk to you.
Chrissy, can you maybe see?
Oh, am I interrupting something?
I hope so.
Oh, sorry. Hey, we can talk about it later when we get home, okay?
Oh, Chrissy, this is Veronica. Veronica, this is Chrissy, my sister.
Of course, I should have noticed the resemblance. Oh, look, if you two have something to discuss, I can...
Oh, no, they can wait, can't they, Chrissy, sister?
Oh, of course, yeah, I can wait all night.
Patience, it's a family trait.
Oh, look, I have to go. Listen, why don't you give me a phone call, okay?
Or if you agree to go out with me tomorrow, you can save me a dime.
Tomorrow? Oh, Saturday. I've got a family get-together.
Oh.
But I'm free Sunday.
Oh, great. I'll call you tomorrow.
I'll be waiting.
Bye.
Bye.
It's
very pretty.
Thank you.
Why? You had nothing to do with it.
What's on your little tiny mind, Chrissy?
Well, Janet just kicked me out of the house, and I don't think she has any right to do that.
Why? You did it to both of us last night.
Well, two wrongs don't make a right.
Yeah, let's go home.
Oh, Janet won't like that.
I don't care. This has been happening too often. You know, you girls come home with a boyfriend, you tell me to get lost. How'd you like it if I kept coming home with a boyfriend and told you two to get lost?
That's telling her. You people got rights, too.
Janet, I mean, about last night, I'm really...
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay? Good morning.
She doesn't want to talk about it.
Oh, you're still upset about last night.
Me? Upset? Why? You mean because you two broke in right in the middle of a very personal argument between Alex and me? And because you told us to leave the room and go settle things in the bedroom, which is where we were having that very personal argument? Me, I'm not upset at all.
I'd be upset.
Look, I've been thinking, you know what's causing our problem?
An interfering jackass of a roommate?
That's no way to talk about Chrissy.
Oh,
look. What we need around here is a system. We got to lay down some ground rules so that scenes like last night won't happen again.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Thank you.
Hey, you know what we can do? We can divide the night into shifts, you know? Like 7 to 9, 9 to 11, 11 to 1, And suppose I like to spend 4 hours with a guy. What should I do? Spread him over 2 nights? It's a good point.
Hold it. I happen to have a simple but brilliant plan, all right? Anybody who wants the place to themselves has to give the other two 24 hours notice. See, 24 hours and you got the place to yourself.
Well, I like like that.
Yeah, I do, too.
Yeah, but I know how you girls are. So remember, no exceptions, no changes.
Okay, no changes.
Hey, yeah. Those are the rules. Agreed?
All right, agreed.
Well, I'm glad that's settled. I reserve tomorrow night.
I get Monday.
Yeah, Cheryl said she might come over on Tuesday.
And Jerry asked me out for Wednesday.
And I've got a date with the Lowell twins Thursday and Friday.
I would like to squeeze in there somewhere between now and Christmas.
Tonight's still free. Take tonight.
Oh, okay. I'll take tonight. Yeah, yeah. There's a great Humphrey Bogart movie on the tube. I've been dying to see.
I'll get it.
A movie on the tube, huh?
Yeah.
I've got an idea. How about if I call up Alex and ask him to give you another chance?
Of all the stupid ideas, huh?
Hey, is that any way to talk to your brother?
Jackets for you!
Yuck. Who is it?
She said to tell you it's someone who'd rather not be a mule.
Hello, Veronica. Hi. Excuse me, Veronica. Chrissy.
Why do you want her to be a mule?
I don't.
But why did she say
Chrissy,
that
it was a joke.
Oh, I don't get it.
Oh, Veronica, hi. How'd you get my number? Oh, the bartender. Yeah. Hey, listen, I got tomorrow night all planned. You'll come over to my place and I'll cook up a... Huh? I thought you said you had a family get-together. Oh, switched, huh? Tonight? Oh, wow. Tonight would be... Oh, tonight. See, tonight I don't have... No, you see, Janet... I can't... Well, you, sure, I want to see you, but... Swing on a star? Listen, we got a date. Okay, listen, I'll meet you at the Regal Beagle at 6. Yeah, no problem at all. Everything's fine. I'll see you then.
Bye-bye.
Why do I lie like that? Janet? I'm really sorry about last night. And for anything else I've ever done wrong since I met you, I'll make it up to you. For instance, if you ever wanted to trade nights with me, if it meant a lot to you, it'd be okay with me.
Oh, no, Jack, I would never ask.
Go ahead, ask. I mean, you know, like if you're not happy with tonight.
Oh, tonight's great. I love Humphrey Bogart.
No, what I meant was maybe like tomorrow night.
Why?
Well, you see, I made this date for tomorrow night, but it got switched to tonight, and knowing what a warm, generous, big-hearted person you are...
Why, of all the nerve! After you insisted on no changes, you come in here and ask me to change!
No, just this once.
Jack, those rules have only been in effect for 2 minutes.
Please?
No!
You're not being fair!
You made your bed, now you lie in it!
I can't! It's not my night!
Where's Jeff? You mean hot to trot tripper?
He already left.
Hey, are you still mad at him? Well, he's got a lot of nerve, I'll say that for him. I mean, first he makes up the rules and then he wants to change them. Isn't that just like a man?
Yeah, a woman would never do anything like that, would she?
Oh, of course not.
Unless there was a very special reason.
Like what?
Like Eddie, maybe? You know, Eddie from the office?
Yeah.
Well, he's taking me out tonight, and naturally, he'll want to see me home, and...
Naturally, you'll want to have him in for coffee.
Well, isn't that a special reason?
Naturally.
Can I switch nights with you?
You're in luck. Humphrey Bogart isn't talking tonight.
What?
Well, the sound is out again.
Oh.
Look, I'll go catch a movie, and you can have the apartment all to yourself.
Oh, thank you. And listen, you can come back whenever you like.
Oh, gee, Chrissy, I hope you don't have that same problem I had last week with Bob.
What problem?
Well, he kept looking for a parking place for his hands.
Why can't a guy realize that when a girl says no, she really means no?
Right.
Except when she means maybe.
Do you want these on your tab, too?
Yes, please. I don't have any cash on me.
Or anywhere else for that matter. I know him.
How long are we gonna stay here?
Hey, what, don't you like this place, the Regal Beagle? You know, it's a great place. You just like home. You can really relax here.
Why don't we go to your place and have a drink?
Oh, this is so embarrassing. If you must know, it's not my night.
Well, how do you know if you haven't even tried?
No, see, what I meant is I wasn't... Okay. See, my place is taken. Yeah, my sister is entertaining her fiancé.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, we don't think much of him either. But we can have gobs of fun here.
How?
How? How? How? Well, I can show you my do-it-yourself toy.
Huh?
Yeah, it's sensational. Here it comes. All right, now, you just wind the thumb.
What?
Just wind up the thumb. And don't stop until I tell you to. It'll kill you. Okay, faster. Faster, faster. Okay, let go. Whoa, woo! The sandwich, and I had to shoot it. Maybe I'll get us some more wine, okay?
Jack, my boy.
Hi, Mr. Roper. Two glasses of white wine, please.
Oh, thanks, Jack.
No, the second one's for a friend.
Oh, which one is it? The guy with the leather jacket, the matching purse?
No, he's not my type.
Be back in a minute, honey.
Okay. Who's that?
Oh, it's a friend. Oh, we're just pals, you know. It's like you going out with the guys.
You two go bowling?
Something like that.
Does she know that you're,
She knows exactly what I am, thank you.
You know, you're lucky, Jack. You could be pals with women.
Hmm?
I mean, you don't have the same problems that a regular man has.
Like what?
Well, you'll never have a wife nagging you. Not that I have anything against marriage, but wives can be very demanding. You know, they're always asking you to do things.
What kind of things?
You know, things. Things.
Like?
Like
putting up a shelf?
That's it. Putting up shelves. That's it. And they're never satisfied. I mean, it's not as though I never put up a shelf. But, I mean, maybe I don't put up as many shelves as some husbands, but... I put up shelves.
I'm sure you do.
If Helen had her way, I'd be putting up a shelf every night.
A lot of shelves.
See, I don't understand this.
I'm back.
Ever since she's given up smoking, she doesn't know what to do with her hands. Yeah, well, nice seeing you, Mr. Roper.
Oh, Jack, I promised to get to the toilet as soon as possible.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
I went up to fix it tonight, but there was nobody home. And I don't like to barge in on people when they're not there.
Hold it. Run that again.
I don't like to barge in on people.
Before that.
I'll try to get to the toilet.
After that.
Nobody was home.
That's it! Nice bumping into you, Mr. Roper. Nobody's home. You know what that means?
I think so.
Maybe we can put up a shelf.
Huh?
Hello? Anybody home? Come on in.
Alone at last.
Yeah. Can I get you something?
Oh, a glass of white wine would be nice.
You got it.
Mm.
Wait a minute. I don't think we have any left in the house.
Oh, it's just as well.
If I had another drink, I might do something very foolish.
I'll find something. I'll have better luck in the kitchen.
Well, while you're doing that, maybe I'll just freshen up a little.
Yeah, you do that right in there, and then I'll meet you right back here. Ciao.
Ciao.
I had a wonderful time. No, you can't come in. It's very late. But thank you for a lovely evening, though. Watch your hand.
Was empty.
Oh, you were the one who said there was no exceptions.
No, but Mr.
Well, I think there should be a penalty for this.
Oh, so do I.
Look, let's make a new rule, all right?
Okay.
All right. From now on, anybody who's in the apartment when it's not their night will lose their turn for an entire month.
Uh-uh.
I second that motion.
Wait. All right.
Then let's put it to a vote. All in favor, raise your hands. One, two,
hey, wait a minute.
Three, it's unanimous.
No.
Stanley, is that you?
Did I wake you, Helen?
Have you been doing the books all this time?
No, I took a little walk, and I stopped by the Regal Beagle, and I got to thinking that I haven't been putting up enough shelves lately.
You've had too much to drink.
I had just enough. Helen, now that you're awake, I can tell you I have no more little jobs to do. Correction. I have one more little job. A man's gotta do what a man's gotta do.
Oh, Stanley.
Be gentle with me, Helen. What? Water leaking through the ceiling. Their tank overflowed. I gotta go up and fix it.
Leave it. Tonight, let's drown.
Three's Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.